the day.
This is the day.
This is the day.
Thank you, that Jesus. The Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
To your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, yes, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we thank you once again. Another week you have opened to us. But we want to thank you, Lord, for the week that has gone. Oh, you have guided every footstep that we have taken, Lord. And Father, in our homes, in our working places, in our schools, oh, your grace has been sufficient for us. And Lord, at the beginning of another week, oh, we find ourselves in no other place right in your presence to begin the week, Lord. So Father, we surrender all to you. Our thoughts, our minds, and everything, Lord, we bring under the blood of Jesus Christ. And even our Sunday school, Lord, you are the teacher. Come this morning. Come teach us by your word, O God. We thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. As we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of our text. We are still on our studies. So let's read from Revelation 2. Revelation 2, reading from 2 to 5. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, how thou cannot bear with them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And has borne and has patience for my name's sake, had labored and had not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Amen. Shall we be seated? We thank God we are back again to continue looking at how Jesus saw the church of Ephesus drifting away from where they had started from. And it's very necessary we know these things to keep us vigilant, not to allow the same spirit to infiltrate into our church here. Amen. Because the prophet said, let's read it back again, that he said, you must realize that the Spirit is not speaking to the original sins of Ephesus alone. These things that we are hearing, said it's not to the Ephesian church alone. This message is to the entire age, which lasted about 120 years. And now listen to what the prophet said here. He said, now history keeps repeating itself. History keeps repeating itself. And so the very thing that happened in the church of Ephesus, that it can repeat itself in this our church also. That's why we need to what? Take all these things very seriously, because it is a spirit that comes into the church and makes the church to drift from the truth. So, what Jesus saw about the church of Ephesus, as we all have already read, that it was a wonderful church. Praise the Lord. Started by the apostles themselves, you see. So it was a wonderful church built upon the principles of the teaching of Jesus Christ. See. And then something happened. So Jesus saw something and he said, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. And this first love, the church of Ephesus drifted away from, the prophet had expanded it for us, which we went through some of them last week. But quickly, this morning, before we continue, let's go through them because they are very, very important. And now this morning, I want all of us, myself included, everybody, what Jesus saw, which we are going to just run through quickly, if you find yourself in that situation, he said, repent. Hallelujah. Amen. If you know, if you don't, I'll come and take your candlestick away. Amen. And my brother, when the candlestick is taken away from you, you are what? You are empty. I know one man in the Bible whose candlestick was taken away, and he entered into a miserable situation. I believe you know whom I'm talking about. Samson, you see. Very strong man in the hands of the Lord. But when he drifted away from what? The principles that God has given to him, the work that he has given to him, his candlestick was taken away. And he saw how miserable he was until he came to that realization. Praise the Lord. See. And repented. He said, it is possible, praise the Lord, it's possible that I can go back to where I was. See, he found a possibility for him to go back, and he was restored. Amen. So let's look at these things very carefully. So as we go through them quickly, just look at your own self and see if it applies to you. Then the question is, repent from it, because it's a spirit. If you don't do it right now, it will what? It will just take you out of the way. Praise the Lord. So now let's look at it. He said, what Jesus saw, which the prophet has expounded, he said, the fervent desire to please God. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said to yourself, the fervent desire to please God. If the fire has gone down, please just rekindle it. Mm-hmm. The passion to know his word. The passion to know his word. The cry for reaching out in the spirit. When you hear church, take it for yourself. The church no more on fire with the fire of God. It has cooled off and become a bit formal. Are you becoming a bit formal? Watch it. The people weren't too careful about what God taught of them. I always have the thought that God takes me as his sword, his son. Praise the Lord. Let that thought always be in you that you are a son of God. Praise the Lord. See, that's how he thinks about all of us here that we are his sons and daughters. Amen. So the people weren't too careful about what God thought of them. As they began to be careful about what the world thought of them, rather. You are hearing what the world is talking about you? It will change your life, please. Praise the Lord. You know that sister, he doesn't wear earrings. He doesn't put on makeups. Then you start to what? You feel ashamed, and so you start to what? Also put on makeups and all those of things, you see. You are listening to what the world is saying about you instead of what God is thinking about you. You see. He said, the church starts conforming to the world instead of conforming to God. Drifting away to the world, I believe it's not going. I believe everything is what? Correct here, isn't it? Amen. That they change their manner of dress, their attitudes, and their behavior. Amen. Please, when we talk about dress, it's not the clothes only that we put on. Amen. But our altogether appearance. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not only the dress we put on. Dress itself can go as far as what? Character. Because what is inside always comes out. You see. So when we talk about dress, it covers a great thing. Covers even your character also. Praise the Lord. How you dress. Amen. He said, they get laxed. That's they relaxed. Are you relaxing? So when you relax, you know what happens? You are caught by the cycle of revival and death. Last week, we explained this cycle of revival and death. That means you are always, Sundays you come here, you are really revived. The pastor preaches what? A powerful message, and you are really on fire. But as you go out from here, Monday, Tuesday, everything cools off because even your Bible, you never take it to read. You won't listen to the messages until another Sunday you come here to revive yourself again. So before you come here next Sunday, everything is finished. Nothing in your body. You see, that's what we call cycle of revival and then death. You revive yourself and then you cool off. Revive and cool off. Praise the Lord. So they enter into cycle of revival and death caught up with them because they relaxed. See, they soon began to read books that weren't fit to read. Watch it. Okay. They organized a movement and ran it by men. No, nothing is here in this house here. They put on a choir instead of singing unto God for themselves. We don't see that in here. And it's not going to happen here. Praise the Lord. I will put guns upon people here, and then we will sit down, and they will be singing for us. Oh, no, sir. Praise the Lord. We have our lips to also, everyone would like to what? Worship God here. Amen. So this one is really very, very. So before they took to street corners and weren't ashamed of the manifestation of the Spirit. See, hiding identity. Most of the time, when we are out there, we don't want people to know that we are Christians. See, brother, every corner that you go, well, it's not the question of only probably speaking to someone. If you cannot even speak to someone, the life, the way how you talk, the way how you comport yourself, praise the Lord, is a kind of what? You are portraying someone in your life for someone to see. Praise the Lord. So we shouldn't be ashamed of our identity as Christians. Praise the Lord. Many times, coming to church, maybe you take a bus, you've hidden your Bible somewhere so seriously so that no one even knows that you are going to church. Oh, yes. Please let the Bible be open. Let the people in the bus see that, yeah, you are going to church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Let's portray that identity. You hide the Bible so deep somewhere, and when they crack jokes in the bars, you also laugh. You join them. Oh, praise the Lord. No. Let's watch all those things. Okay, amen. So they let down the bars, and the ghost came in and took over. So the cry of joy was gone. The freedom of the spirit was gone. Oh, they kept on with a form, but the fire had died down. You see, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So those are the things last week we went through. So let's be watching the spirit that comes in. So what we are going to listen this morning, let's quickly now see our subject this morning. It's the same continuation. Now, the prophet said, they say they love God, but their lives tell another story. People saying they love God, but not obeying his word. See, he said, oh, Ephesian church, something is happening to you. Someone is trying to either add to the word or take from it. You see, my brother, that's the root of every fall. Amen. To add to the word or take from the word. That is the root of every fall. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, so let's watch it. He said, but they are doing it. You see, the way how the Spirit was coming in, he said, they are doing it so subtly that you cannot see it. Subtly. See, that word is very, it's not new to us. Genesis, there was a beast, said it was the most what? Subtle of all the beasts in the garden. That word subtle, as it means someone who is clever or deception, you see. Everything about it is so deceptive, you see. Subtle. So when this spirit is coming in, it's coming with what? That same, the way how it was, it went to Eve. See, very subtle, very clever. So when it's coming, it looks so harmless, you see. It appears always harmless, but it's very, very dangerous. See that spirit, is that it hasn't made any move so big that you can see it there in the open. The way how that spirit comes in, is that it doesn't come so big in the open so that everyone will see it. See. He said it is undercover. It is undercover. That spirit, when it's coming, is undercover. And they are bringing it by way of reason. See, that's the way sometimes the spirit comes. It comes by way of reasoning. Human understanding. You get it? That's the way how the spirit comes. See, that would be a very wonderful suggestion, as last week we were just talking about. Wonderful suggestion. How can we keep... You see, always when the Spirit is coming, he comes with a question. He comes with a question. As right in the Garden of Eden, the same thing. Oh, has God told you people you should not eat of what? The trees, all the trees in the garden. You see, he comes with a question. So you see that the prophet also, the same thing that he gave us here, that he comes with a question. He said, how can we protect the truth we have? See, the prophet also put it in a question form. See, when the Spirit is coming, it comes with a question. How can we protect this truth we have? See? Then someone will say, let's make another manual and write all these things in them so that we can protect it. That's not the way you can protect what? The truth. The way you can protect the truth is to hide it here in your heart and meditate upon it day and night. No one can steal it away. Praise the Lord. So when somebody suggests that, oh, let us make a manual, that leads to what? Creeds and dogmas written by men, because they will add something to it and take something out from it. You see? So the truth, if the devil comes and asks that question, how can we protect this truth? Say, hey, I will hide it here. Eh? And meditate upon it day and night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet asks another question again. He said, when it comes, he can ask this question. How can we do to see this revival goes on? See? How can we push this revival on? And someone said, let's build a big tent and call one of these music artists. And when you come, we'll ask them, only play gospel songs. Eh? Let's make a big tent and invite one of these artists, these musical artists, and we will just instruct them to play only what? Gospel songs. And then it can call more crowd to, because I see some church doing the same thing. You see a church doing the same thing. That's what Israel did. They saw something outside, what was happening, and they brought it in. You see, let us not make that mistake. So if the devil asks us, how can we keep the revival going on? The revival going on, what we have already heard, let's revive it. That's the true revival, the prophet said. Amen. Just go back to the very thing you have already heard or you have already read. You will see that there are things that even God will reveal more unto you on that same subject. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the true revival. Amen. You see? I read many message books, but when I go back to them again, I see what things that I first overlooked them, which are so powerful. Praise the Lord. That's the way of revival. So the prophet said revival is not so much of probably adding more to the group, but it's a question of what you have already learned. Just revive it again. Praise the Lord. And you see that what? You are what? Growing up more and more upon the, because the word is life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's eternal. Anytime you go back, you see something there. Praise the Lord. So when he tries to tell us we should build a tent and invite some gospel singers and all those sort of things, no, it won't work here. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way how he brings the world inside. See, that is when the Antichrist spirit comes in and whisper, look, you have the truth now. See that it doesn't get lost. Organize and set up your creeds of what you believe. You see, put it on your church manual. See the way how the devil will come in and give that kind of suggestion, you see. And he said, Ephesian church, and they did it. They organized. They added to the word, and they died just right there like Eve did. Amen. For taking one wrong word, see. It's God's word that brings life. And it's not what we say about the word that counts, but what the word says. Amen. So, Now, Jesus gave them a warning. He said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. You see. Amen. So the word remember is always very important. That you, it's a question of, it's the same thing like you come to a realization. You realize yourself that something is not right. See, when you come to that place, my brother, you will surely, your repentance will be what? Will be total and complete. You see. So remember from where that have fallen. So he said, God tells them to remember. That means evidently something had left their minds. They had forgotten something. He told them to turn back in their minds. Amen. To the point of origin.
Amen.
See, let something turn up in your mind that, no, the way I'm going is not right. Hallelujah. Come to that realization. Samson came to that realization and saw that there is a possibility.
Amen.
That God can restore him, you see. And he was restored, you see. The origin is the first age, that's Pentecost. And that's where the prophet said they had fallen from. They had gotten the glory and wonder of it. It was time to go back in mind. And then in reality,
hallelujah.
See, back to when they could say, for me, life to live is Christ. You have to go back to that place where you can say, for me to live is Christ. Back to purity, when Ananias and Sapphira were dealt with, see, that means sin cannot enter into that house of God. Praise the Lord. And then he said, back to the gate of beautiful. That's the way how the prophet just put it. Back to the gate of beautiful. And that means, you know what happened? Peter and John.
Amen.
That kind of word, that kind of power, that kind of authority in the church. Praise the Lord. When they saw that man who just asked for alms, and he said, silver and gold we had none. But as much as we have, we will give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. So the prophet said, back to the gate beautiful. That's what the prophet means. That we come to that place where anyone sick, we can pray and the person what will receive healing. The needs of the church, we pray, God restores.
Amen.
So that place, he said, we should go back to that place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, what a reproach it is to drift from God and countenance. Those acts that defile his name, let those who name his name depart from sin and keep his vessel pure for God. Look at what you once were in your heart, mind, and in your life. Then go back to it.
Amen.
Amen. So, we thank the Lord. We are watching. Amen. Let everybody be a watchman in this house, a vigilant one, so that we won't allow any spirit to come in here. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes. We will do it. How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. The enemy can never come in here to deceive us. No, sir. No.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, you have instructed us. Lord, you have put us on alert for us to be vigilant and be watchful, O God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You are the one that has the eye to look at all these things. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, you keep your church according to what, Lord, you said. You present to yourself a holy church without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. Let it be so, Lord, for this our church, O God. We thank you for this morning, our Sunday school, Lord. We commit the rest of our activities, Lord, into your hands. As the song leader comes, Lord, with the musicians, Father, we commit all of them into your hands, our instruments. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name. We want to give you the praise, Lord, this morning. So, Lord, accept our worship this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you.